بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The Quran is the primary source of guidance for the Muslims. It was revealed 14 centuries ago to Prophet Muhammad in Arabia in an environment which was already replete with divine guidance. Scriptures of the previous prophets already existed in that environment. The remnants of the scripture of Abraham, the Torah which was revealed to Moses, the Psalms which were revealed to the Prophet David, and finally the Gospel which was revealed to the Prophet Jesus, they all existed in the Arabian environment. People were familiar with the words of God. What then was the need and requirement for a new revelation in the presence of all this divine guidance? This is the question we will tackle in this session. A little deliberation on the environment of Arabia at that time and on the contents of religious scriptures shows that perhaps there were four primary factors which entailed that a new guidance should come once again, and it should end, and on it should end all previous forms of divine guidance. The first of these factors is that all the previous scriptures which existed in Arabia did not survive in their original form and shape, neither were they survived in their original language. It seems that the institution of prophethood, as long as it continued, the real source of guidance was the Prophet himself, and there arose no need to preserve the scripture which was revealed to him. However, as soon as the institution of prophethood was terminated, the need arose that a final guidance be given. So one area which has been identified now is that originals did not survive, and in the absence of original guidance in its original form and shape, a new guidance was needed. The second thing, or the second factor which contributed to a fresh guidance, was that even though there was a lot of wisdom present in the previous scriptures, even though they contained valuable guidance for the people, in spite of this, there were certain blatant forms of interpolation and alteration in these scriptures, and these needed to be revised and amended. One blatant form of this interpolation was that the name of the Prophet Muhammad as the final messenger was mentioned both in the Injil and the Torah, and the words of the Quran are الَّذِينَ يَتَّبُونَ الرَّسُولَ الْأُمِّي النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّي الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find mentioned in their own scriptures, in the Torah and in the Injil. So, although we have very subtle references to the name of the Prophet Muhammad in these scriptures, he no longer finds mention in these scriptures. Now, the third factor which can be identified for this final revelation was that the guidance needed to be completed. If we reflect on the contents of religion, we will find that besides the articles of faith and issues of morality, one very important and significant area of religion is the Sharia or the law. Just as faith and issues of morality have continued to be the same over the centuries, issues of Sharia and law, since they are dependent on the civilization, culture and society in which they are revealed, they continue to change. As an example, consider the fact that once this world had a flock-keeping tendency. People in Arabia had herds of cattle and flocks in their homes. So animal sacrifice was something which could be easily given to them as a ritual without any hindrance, because each house had herds of cattle and flocks of sheep. However, since in a later time, this tendency of the world had to be changed, therefore a new guidance was given in which this tendency of animal slaughter and animal sacrifice was reduced in the final Sharia. Finally, if we identify a fourth factor, we come to the conclusion that there were certain directives which were given in the Torah which needed to be repealed. They were given temporarily in a transient form. Some of them, for example, related to edibles. And amongst these edibles, there were certain edibles which were pronounced as prohibited on the Jews as a punishment for their misdeeds. The Quran says, ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَغْيِهِمْ. This was because of a penance or a punishment of their misdeeds. Thus we know that certain animals among in the previous sharias, which include the camel, and other animals which had undivided hoofs, they were forbidden, which were originally allowed and halal to all other sharia. So this was the fourth factor which prompted the need for a final revelation.
وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.